Welcome to the Vine Life Podcast. These are our Holy Week devotionals, read by four brilliant members of our community. We hope you enjoy.
Wednesday, Jesus and the Fig Tree, Bengal Washer. Mark 11, verses 12 to 14 and verses 20 to 25. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." As we've been in our teaching series, The Kingdom of Heaven is Like, we've been learning to have ears to pray and eyes to see what Jesus was teaching and challenging us to do through the parables. This account in Mark of the cursing of the fig tree and the cleansing of the temple is widely thought to be an enacted parable, a story in real time. This cursing of the fig tree on the surface may look like shocking behavior from the compassionate Jesus, but to the Jewish ear, it was a crushing judgment of what Jesus had found as he came to look for the people of God. N.T. Wright puts it this way: Jesus has come to Jerusalem, has come to the temple, the holiest part in the Jewish world, looking for the fruits of repentance, of the wisdom, justice, holiness, and peace that should be the marks of God's people. He has found none. And so he says to the tree, and symbolically to the temple, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." I wonder how this story reads to us now. Jesus was hungry. He sees a fig tree in leaf. Mark notes that it is not the season for figs, but Jesus is expecting them. Jesus is looking for the marks of God's people. Will he find them with us? Will the world see them in us? In Matthew 7, Jesus tells us that the world will know his followers by their fruit, by what our lives produce, no matter the season. Importantly, this fruit is not which is manufactured or created by ourselves, but the fruit that comes from abiding with Jesus. Did Jesus expect the fig tree in leaf? Were the leaves in the parable an outward show of a fruitfulness with no substance to it? Could there be things in our lives or even our religion that are for show rather than for fruit? For display to others rather than a love from God? Invite Jesus to reflect with you. What fruit is he looking for in you? After their visit to the temple, Peter notices that the fig tree has withered, and Jesus' response is, "Have faith in God. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." When Jesus speaks of this mountain, he stood facing the temple mountain they visited the day before. And so it further represents the malicious systems and structures that have divided and corrupted God's people. Jesus is hungry for the fruit of justice, and he invites his disciples to stand with him in faith and ask God for his reordering of this earthly kingdom to the way of the kingdom of heaven. Might God be asking you to intercede for earthly institutions, structures, and systems to be made new? Jesus invites us to stand boldly in faith and to pray for the coming of his kingdom, trusting that God longs to put right the corruption of this world. But Jesus is clear, as we stand in prayer for change, we're not to hold onto personal offense. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. This intercession isn't about personal hurt, but about the systemic wrongs that God longs to put right. For us to stand with him for this change, we must be in right standing with God. Is there anything in your life that God may be challenging you to reflect on? Do we bear the fruit that Jesus is looking for? Where is God asking us to intercede with faith for his justice and reordering? Is there someone God is asking you to forgive?
Thanks for listening. We pray that this blesses you, and we'd love to see you this Sunday at our Easter gathering.